Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected growing international calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all the nearly 240 hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7 attack. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu said the responsibility of any harm to civilians lies with Hamas. Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven out of the territory.
Destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
Pushed to comment on if a deal for hostages may be in the making, the Prime Minister didn't want to divulge details.
Putting pressure on the Hamas leadership, that's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there.
Netanyahu asserts Israel had offered Gaza City's Shifa Hospital fuel to run generators, but they'd refused it, he says. There was no immediate response from the health ministry and others, including the Red Cross, on this. Also, an offer to evacuate the hospitals and bring in medical ships, again, he says, refused. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.